In 1667, the Sulpicians, who owned the island of Montreal at the time, gave an area called Côte Saint-Sulpice to René Robert Cavelier de La Salle. But La Salle's deepest desire was to be an explorer. And so, in July 1669, he sold his property and left for adventure, hoping to find a way to China by passing through Ohio, which back then was uncharted territory. In September, however, he had to give up his dream and return for health reasons. Seeing him back so soon, the people of Côte Saint-Sulpice laughingly nicknamed his former property La Chine, which means China in French. Over time, the name evolved into La Chine and remains the area's name to this day. South of St. Joseph Boulevard is the Little Canal or Old Canal. It's interesting that the idea of building a canal to bypass the Lachine Rapids was first put forward in 1670. However, because of technical and financial difficulties, it wasn't until 150 years later, in the 1820s, that the Lachine Canal was finally built. The Old Canal was part of it, although it was quickly outgrown as the ships that traveled the canal became larger and larger. In 1840, the canal was enlarged by building a new entrance, and navigation on the old canal was abandoned. The Lachine Canal had a significant impact on the borough's history, especially the location of the center of town. In 1676, François-Xavier de Laval, the first bishop of New France, erected the parish of Saint-Ange-Gardien of Lachine, the third parish on the island of Montreal, after Notre-Dame de Montréal and Saint-Enfant-Jésus in Pointe-aux-Trembles. Three churches preceded the present place of worship. The first mission chapel, the small Chapelle des Saints-Anges, was built in 1676 by Pierre Gaudin de Châtelet. It was built in the heart of Lachine, which was then located on the site of Fort-Rémy, on what is now La Salle Boulevard and the borough of La Salle, close to the Mercier Bridge. The self-contained little parish, which was the heart of the village, consisted of the church, the rectory, the school, a convent, and a mill. You can see a replica of the first chapel near the parking lot of the present Saint-Ange Church. The second church was built in 1701-1702, also along what is now La Salle Boulevard. It was built by Michel Lefebvre de La Ciserie with the assistance of the master masons François Martin de Langevin and Alexis Tabot. It was inaugurated in July 1703. In 1866, it was sold to the Oblate Fathers, who demolished it in 1869. When new businesses and industries started springing up near the Lachine Canal, many families migrated to the area in order to be close to their work. By leaving the area of Fort-Rémy, parishioners found themselves farther away from their church. And because of the toll roads, the faithful had to pay each time they wanted to attend their parish church, which was a source of great frustration. A decision was made to move the church closer to the economic heart of the village, but choosing the site was not an easy task and caused strife among many parishioners. That discontent led to shots being fired at the rectory and to the resignation of three parish priests. It was Father Nazaire Pichet who managed to get the situation under control and obtain unanimous agreement regarding the church's present site at the corner of St. Joseph Boulevard and 15th Avenue. On the grounds of the church, you can see a statue of Father Pichet. The first church on the present site was built between 1863 and 1865 on land bought from Louis Boyer, a Montreal businessman. The work was done by the general contractors Norbert Fafard and Herménégilde de Viau using the plans and specifications drawn up by architect Victor Bourgeot. Sadly, the church burned down in 1915. Only the chapel, the sacristy, and the rectory were saved. The church you see today was built between 1919 and 1920 by the contractor Ulrich Boileau using plans developed by the architects Joseph Dalbeviau and Louis-Alphonse Venn. Note how the parts that were spared by the fire of 1915 have been integrated into the new design. It wasn't until 1930, during the Depression, that the artist Ozias Leduc and his studio group, comprised of Charles-Ovide Bertillon, Jeannot Cadieux, and Paul-Émile Bourdois, obtained a contract for decorating the church interior. Based on the theme, the angels adoring the mystical lamb, 72 angels, all with different features, were painted on the vault of the choir, the transepts, and the nave. Please select stop number 3 to learn more about Bishop Ignace Bourget. If you wish to learn more about Father Nazaire Pichet, please select stop number 4. To continue your visit with a description of the Simpson Manor and the Stoneway House, please select stop number 5.